I've been writing a series of poems about Monet's paintings, and I want to come back around to those. And this one is a little bit about the part we play in meeting those paintings. And of course, I always realize I'm looking at reproductions in books. I'm not looking very often at originals. This is called Monet Blues. I've propped a book about Monet open on a chair to send backwater at Giverny in a mist, 1897, and the reproduction of the painting in many blues, willows, water, mist, exactly matches the blue-striped fabric on the used office chair we had recovered in car upholstery because a man we knew needed work. And I, who've joked about paintings matching sofas, see nothing could be more beautiful than this accidental work, a book open to a painting on a chair in a room beyond which, through the window, the March light, a wind-licked lake, and slate-blue mountains join the composition. Some cold pigment from the core of the world mixes with something other. And I think any record of a lucky life must be full of such moments, the ones that make you cry out, come and see the light, this room, this moment, this. Maybe the moon or swans. And your heart does that racing, swelling, I see something work. But mostly it was Claude Monet, afloat in his studio boat, failing eyesight, seeing his brush work so intent upon what was leaving that I could know his name and buy this book in which the painting was reproduced, who composed the brief blue paradise I see this morning, though I too did my part. So that's for you. Thank you. Monet did long series of many haystacks, which I think is wonderful. I was comparing it today to cows chewing on a cud. I think he was chewing on light and seasons and color and many things. But it's the old style haystack, so they look a lot like muffins. Muffins. Okay. This is called Monet's Haystacks. Haystacks in Hoarfrost, 1891. Oh, I'm fascinated by taste receptors on the tongue right at the moment, including one whose location is unknown. They're in the poem, too. Monet's Haystacks. This morning I have eaten the sweetest of Monet's hut-shaped haystacks, not the whole grain muffin risen in the oven, not the muffin about to be drenched in melted sun, but the one with the bluest shadow, sugared with winter, cold on the tongue and touching among the 20 receptors for bitter, one of the two for sweet, and, I think, the unknown receptor, T1R3, somewhere on the tongue, which is for taste itself or art. Okay. They just get sillier. This is the last one. I'm editing a chapter in a computer book about acceptable use policies. Isn't that fun? If you know, the companies and school systems and states and governments are developing use policies about how you can use email, get on the internet, and so forth, since there are so many legalities, regulations, and so forth involved. So this was written for you today. You should never read these at a reading, but it's called Acceptable Use Policy. This poem has an acceptable use policy. You can read it aloud to others if you understand it. If you don't, lift your voice at the end as you would for a question. You can copy or print it to send with a proper acknowledgement, not of the writer whom it ambushed, but of grass or grief, trees, joy, silence, whatever spur in whatever world is most responsible for its being. It has no expectations of privacy. You can read it as the minutes of a previous meeting that was boring. Actually, it is minutes. All poems are minutes. It is suitable for folding a paper airplane. Let me know if it flies. Twisted, it can help start a fire in winter. Should you use it as a resume and get a job, send me your first performance review. Should you use it to get a date and things work out, invite me to the wedding. If you read it at a memorial service, enunciate clearly words such as time and love. It's not a military dispatch. It goes to war zones only as comfort for humanitarian reasons. It will serve as a temporary bandage. The poem supports most open expression, as well as peace, frivolity, meditation, respect, and indolence. However, it specifically prohibits words of hate. If you write them in the margins or on the back, the ink vanishes. The poem serves as a coupon to visit someone in a home with a capital H. It is an rain check. Not only the paper, but every word on it can be recycled. For more detailed lists of further privileges, prohibited uses, and rules of behavior consistent with this poem, see World Literature. Please sign and return a copy showing that you have read and agree to its terms. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.